真正传播是一所非牟利基督教传播机构。我们的意象是透过多媒体制作、网络和文字事工，叫无数的华人都能够认识基督信仰，并且成为基督的门徒，荣神益人。感谢神，机构每年的经费和制作开支，神一直透过教会和信徒供应我们。如果你认同我们的意象，我们诚意邀请你透过奉献作为我们的事工伙伴，好让我们能够继续尽心制作紧贴时代需要的产品，为大家带来生命的改变和转化。欢迎你致电2409-1233，或者浏览机构的网页 www.gnci.org.hk 去了解奉献和支持我们的方法。愿神赐福给你。
Now we want to work tonight on the idea of prayer as an act of grace.
首先，我今日思想嘅题目就系我哋嗰个祈祷同埋恩典嘅关系。
I hope that you can see prayer as an act of grace.
我希望大家能够睇到祈祷其实系我哋一个领受恩典嘅一个行动。
Because as we begin to pray, one of the first things we discover is the utter acceptance of God.
在里面就是原来当我们去到祈祷的时候，我第一样东西我们要感受到就是主对我们那个彻底的接受。
Like the father who rushes out to embrace the prodigal.
好像这个的浪子的父亲走出去揽住他的第一样。
Like the woman who won't leave any stone unturned in her search for the lost coin.
在里面好像这个的失了钱的妇人在家里面四围找他的不见了钱。
Like the shepherd who searches long and hard for one lost sheep.
好似嗰个牧羊人一样，佢揾嗰只唔见咗嗰只羊一样。
Like the mother hen who gathers her chicks under her wing，
好似呢个母鸡将嗰啲嘅小鸡聚喺佢嘅翼翅膀之下。
So God wraps us up in His arms of love and acceptance。
呢一个主，我哋嘅神，佢用佢嘅爱手嚟到揽住我哋，抱住我哋。
Just like a little child can never draw a bad picture。
系啦，而好似一个细路仔，佢永远都唔会画幅唔好嘅图画嘅。
A child of God can never utter a bad prayer。
当然，我哋作为主的儿女，我哋好难会有一个唔好嘅祈祷。
Do you remember that it was said of the Messiah that he would not crush a bruised reed nor quench a smoldering wick？
记唔记得我哋里面讲到圣经里面讲到呢一个弥赛亚时候，将残嘅灯火佢唔会吹熄，将折嘅芦苇佢唔会整断。
You see, Jesus will never crush the needy。
因为呢一个嘅耶稣基督佢唔会将嗰啲有需要嘅人嚟到去压下。
He will never snuff out the smallest hope.
他不会将那些将停的灯火来整熄。
And God is like that.
神就是这样的。
One of the greatest teachings of the New Testament is the Christ likeness of God.
在里面就是一个新约里面最重要的一个教训，就是我们的基督能够反映主那种的形象。
We see the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
透过耶稣基督的面上，我们见到神的荣耀。
Oh, can you believe that tonight?
你信不信这件事呢？
God is not mad at you.
在里面这个的神不只是一个 很大能的一件事。
God is not out to get you or to condemn you.
这个的神他不只是要来到去捉住你或者要定你的罪。
God wants to accept you and to receive you into His love.
这个上帝他是愿意去接受你，去到来到爱你。
God is like Jesus.
我们的主就好像我们的上帝就好像我们耶稣基督一样。
Can you experience the utter acceptance of God?
你能够感受到这个的神的接受。
Can you, tonight?
你今晚感唔感受到呢？
Now I ask that because I find that many of the places where I go, that people, good people, wonderful people, find it almost impossible to pray.
喺我咁样讲嘅时候，因为我去过世界唔同嘅地方，里面都发现好多好嘅人，但系佢哋有一个困难，就系佢哋好难或者唔识点样祈祷。
And it is because they are plagued by this deep oceanic sense of never measuring up.
在里面就去发觉他祈祷的时候困难，就是说觉得好个神好难同他接触那里。
Of never being good enough.
或者在神的面前我不够好。
Sometimes it's caused by terrible childhood experiences.
有时我们有这样的感受，因为我们小的时候有些不是挺好的经历。
Sometimes it's caused by bad teaching.
有时我们是被一些不好的教训所影响。
Or any number of things.
或者其他的因素。
But all of these people have one thing in common.
但所有这些人有一样东西是共通的。
They have hearts that condemn them.
在里面就是他一个去到定自己罪的心。
Hearts that condemn them.
在里面就是他的心去定他自己的罪。
In the tiny little epistle of 1 John, we read these words.
在这个约翰一书里面有这样的说话。
Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God.
我们要相信就是我们的心如果不责备我们的时候，我们能够在神的面前有那个信心。
And we receive from Him whatever we ask because we obey His commandments and do what pleases Him.
我们能够在求的时候就得着，因为我们能够去按着祂的心意去求，以及遵行祂的诫命。
Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us,
这个约翰就说，亲爱的，如果我心里面不去到定我们的罪，
but you see, I find that many, many people do have hearts that condemn them.
我发现很多人的心里面是定自己的罪。
And as a result, they lack confidence before God, and they just cannot bring themselves to pray.
所以你会发现他在神的面前，他不敢去面对上帝，他不能够去祈祷。
Now let me be just as plain as I possibly can about this condemnation of our hearts.
或者我尝试尽量的去简化，去解释究竟这个内心那种的定罪是什么？
What is it?
究竟什么呢？
It is just somehow this feeling that I'm not right.
里面一种的感受就是我不是几妥。
And I find that people of all sizes and colors and classes have hearts that condemn them.
我发现无论是什么的背景，或者一个肤色，或者阶层的人，他的心里面都是定自己的罪。
Because they feel that somehow I'm not right.
因为他觉得我里面有些东西不是几妥。
Often there's condemnation of the heart for who we are.
有时我们里面去定我们自己的罪，因为我是哪一个。
For I mean very simply, the fact that we're a man.
有时有些人，他因为他是男的，他是男士，他觉得自己有问题。
Or that we're a woman.
或者他是女士，他觉得有问题。
Or that we're a child.
或者他觉得他自己小孩子有问题。
Or that we have a particular kind of body.
或者他有特别的身体那种的结构，他觉得有问题。
We feel that we're too tall.
有时我觉得我们太高。
Or we're too short.
有时太矮。
Or we're too fat.
太肥。
Or we're too thin.
太瘦。
Or maybe we have a particular way of thinking.
或者有时我们想事有特别的方式。
We feel that we're stupid.
有时我觉得我们很蠢。
And you see, one of the great sources of condemnation in educational institutions is just to get people to think that there's something wrong with them simply because of the way they think.
有时我发觉这个整个教育系统里面令到我们去定自己的罪，因为就是去教我们，如果有些人这样想事是有问题。
And oh, how people will hurt and how we will train them to think that there is something wrong with them just because of who they are.
有时我们发现我们那个成长的训练就是教导我们觉得我们是怎样的人，以致我觉得要去定自己的罪。
And the world is full of people who have something to sell or something to get out of others who will condemn them.
在里面每一个人里面都有些原因可以去到提出来能够定他罪的。
And who will build up associations in their minds that will get them to condemn themselves.
然后在他的思想里面有些联想的东西，也都可以去定自己的罪。
We're condemned because of the way we dress.
有时我们穿什么衣服都会被人定罪。
We're condemned because of the way we smell.
有时我们有些什么味道，都被人去到有一个的定罪。
We're condemned because we don't have any hair.
有时我们的头发上面少了头发，又觉得被人定罪。
We're condemned because we have too much hair.
有时我们太多毛发的时候，都是被人定罪。
We're condemned because we're men.
有时我们在里面是男士，就被人定罪。
We're condemned because we're women.
有时我们是女士，就会觉得被人定罪。
We're condemned because we're boys.
有时我们是男仔，就会被人定罪。
We're condemned because we're girls.
有时我们是女仔，就会觉得被人定罪。
Now how do you get out of that?
我们怎样从这些捆锁里面出来呢？
You don't.
我们不知道怎么做。
You see, we'll run around and try to get right.
我们在四围乱撞，想走出来。
And the minute we get right, they change the styles on us.
以上里面，他觉得不是几妥，就去改变自己的风格。
You see, it is an essential feature of a fallen world that it is filled with condemnation.
在这个堕落的世界里面，一个很基本的一个特色就是说，充满了这个定罪。
Now we do not have to look very deeply behind that to see a fundamental strategy of the devil.
我们看见就是说，原来不用看很远，我们看到那个魔鬼，我们的仇敌，那个基本的战略去攻击人的战略。
And that strategy is to get us to believe that God is not good.
在里面就让我们有一个感受，就是我们神不是那么好的。
I am what I am.
或者在我里面就是我就是我。
You are who you are.
你就是你。
And what we are isn't right.
在里面的问题就是我成为我的时候有些不妥。
And so how can God be good?
在里面如果我不妥，就是神怎么可以是好的呢？
Then to our hearts condemn us for where we are.
有时我们的心定，我们是因为就是我们在哪个地方。
Not just who we are, but where we are.
不单止你是一个怎样的人，你在处身边度都会定罪。
Now I think that this is a little easier to deal with than the other.
在里面这一样东西，如果因为地域而带来的定罪，是容易处理一些的。
But it is really a rare thing today to find people who feel completely right and good in the kind of job that they have.
里面就是今天我们很少见到一些人觉得他自己是没问题的,
or the place where they live.
或者他住的地方他觉得可以没问题的,
or the family that they are in.
或者他所属的家庭他觉得没问题的,
right now, we live in the middle of the United States in a state called Kansas.
在里面现在我们讲完他住在美国的中部一个地方, Kansas的地方,
and our son Nathan doesn't like it there very much.
他的公子拿丹就不是很喜欢那个地方,
and so he goes around wearing a t-shirt.
所以他周围穿着一件T-shirt,
and it says this on it. It says, when I die, I know I'm going to go to heaven.
他说当我死的时候我就知道我一定去天堂,
because I've already been to Kansas.
因为我已经去了这个Kansas这个城市。
You see this condemnation for where we are.
我看见这个我们在处身在哪里所带来的那种定罪,
and there is so much shame, and by and large it has no basis at all.
我们很多那些羞愧的感受其实是没什么基础的,
but there is shame because of families.
有时候因为我们家庭的背景我们觉得很羞愧,
children who are ashamed of their parents.
有很多儿童对他们的父母觉得是他们羞耻的来源,
and parents who are ashamed of their children.
很多父母觉得他们的小孩不能够去到彰显家庭,
husbands who are ashamed of wives.
这个太太丈夫可能觉得有这样的太太不是很开心,
and wives who are ashamed of husbands.
有这个太太觉得这个丈夫是这样的他也觉得很羞愧,
and I wish it weren't so.
在这里我们希望我们都不是这样,
I wish I could stand up here and say to you that it is only an illusion.
在这里我可以让大家知道那个只是一个幻象来的,
but it is not.
但是不是的,
all of these places where people are,
在不同的地方里面不同的人里面,
family,
在这些家庭里面,
job,
在工作的里面,
education,
在教育场所里面,
all of these places where we are,
在我们所处身的不同的地方当中,
and there is this constant condemnation, this constant feeling that somehow I'm not right.
在里面一直有那种不能够好像拱开那种的定罪就觉得自己不是几妥,
where I live is not right.
在里面我的生活不是几妥,
the degree that I got is not right.
我所得的学位不是几妥,
the job that I have is not right.
我做的工作不是几妥,
and I can't escape it and I'm condemned.
问题就是我不能够脱离这个定罪,
and finally our hearts condemn us for what we do.
最后我们的心里面会定我们的罪就是因为我们做些什么,
not just who we are and where we are, but what we do.
不单止是定我们罪因为我们是谁我们在哪里甚至我们做些什么都成为我们定罪的根源.
Now here is one area where we just have to say that a lot of the condemnation is completely justified.
特别在我们说我们做些什么的时候这种定罪很多时候都是有事实的.
But now look, if we're wanting to condemn somebody and we're trying to find a basis upon which to condemn them, we can find it in all of these areas, can't we?
如果我们要去定一个人的罪,其实从这几方面里面,我们要找到他的罪。
There's condemnation for what we do.
这个,因为我们所做的事而带来的定罪。
And one of the reasons that it is so difficult for us to witness to those who know us well.
在这里面我发觉我们对跟我们很熟的人做见证很难,因为他太知我的事。
And those who live in our families.
特别是我们的家人,我们很难跟他们做见证,分享福音。
Is that they know what we do.
因为他知道我们在做什么。
And how done.
在这里面就是他知道我们的情况。
There's condemnation for sin, wrongdoing.
在这里面这个就是我们犯错所带来的定罪。
And that's true guilt, and it needs to be dealt with.
这种是真实的罪疚感是需要处理的。
And if you feel tonight in your heart the need to receive the forgiveness of Jesus,
如果我们心里有这种需要,我们很深感受,我们需要耶稣的赦免的话,
I want you to know that experience tonight.
我希望你今晚就知道这个经历。But
many times, there's condemnation for things which are not sins.
但很多时候我们那个心里面的定罪不一定是那个跟罪恶有关的事情,
they're just mistakes.
有时是一些错误来的,
maybe a failure in business,
或者我们在生意上面失败,
or a wrong decision about a place to buy,
或者我们买一个地方的时候做错决定,
or a place to move to,
或者我们搬的地方我们搬得不是很合适,
or a job to take,
或者我们去选一个工作.
Condemnation for all these things that we do,
这个我们所做的一切的事情所带来的罪疚感,
and for all of these things that we don't do,
或者我们没做的事带来的定罪,
and all of this condemnation just heaps up upon us.
在这里面这些定罪不断地盖在我们身上,
and the effect of that is to make people completely without strength.
在这里面这种定罪令我们觉得软弱无力,
completely without power,
完全嘅冇经历到咁嘅能力。
Completely without faith in God.
完全对神冇信心。
Beyond the bare minimum of believing that somehow in God's mercy He'll save them and get them to heaven when they die.
甚至我哋对神嗰话神，我哋信佢，佢会原谅我哋，将我哋带到天堂呢个信心，其实都好难维持。
Now you who are sitting in this room and you have a heart that condemns you.
我相信喺在座当中里面有啲人都系一样，你嘅心有定紧自己嘅罪。
I hope you will listen very carefully.To this next verse that I'm going to read.
我再读嘅经节，希望大家能够留心去听。
It's from that tiny epistle again that I just read of 1 John.
亦都系呢一个嘅约翰一书里面嘅经节。
John writes this: If our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our hearts and knows everything.
然后呢个里面佢话，我哋嘅心如果责备我哋，神比我哋嘅心都大，一切事佢都知道。
Now I want to give you two readings to that verse.
喺里面我已经有两样嘢同大家留意嘅。
And the first you've probably already thought of.
第一样嘢可能大家已经谂到啦。
Because it is so easy for us to believe that God is the great all-time condemner.
喺里面就我哋去相信，好容易就谂到神系一个好威严、好伟大嘅一个定罪者。
And if my heart condemns me,
如果我心去定我自己有罪
，my tiny little heart.
我咁细嘅心都定我有罪。
When will God get a hold of me?
哇！呢、这个喺呢个咁伟大上帝面前，我点样站啊
？God will really let me have it.
哇！呢、这个上帝一定会好严厉对付。
You see, God who knows me in a way that my heart can never know me.
甚至我心都唔知我自己，上帝会知道我嘅。
And that is a fearful reality, isn't it?
所以咧，我咁样谂嘅时候，呢个系一个好惧怕嘅现实。
God is going to really let me have it.
啊、原来我系上帝一定会按照我所做嘅去惩罚我哋。
But now I want to give you another reading to that verse.
但我喺里面有另外一节呢一、这个读落去嗰个嘅意思系点样
？And I believe that it is a valid reading.
而呢一个先至我觉得系正确嗰个经文嘅意义。
And it is that many times our hearts condemn us for things which God does not condemn us.
好多时候我哋心所定我哋嘅罪，我哋上帝未必定我哋罪。
Our hearts can condemn us because we've gotten married.
喺里面有时我哋心定我哋，因为我哋要结婚啦。
Or because we haven't gotten married.
或者我哋未曾结婚啦。
Our hearts can condemn us because we have children.
有时我哋心定我哋，因为我有细路仔。
Or because we do not have children.
或者我哋暂时未有细路仔。
You see, our hearts will condemn us for many, many things.
我哋嘅心好多事情都会定我哋罪。
And that's why it is so important for us to hear this other reading to this verse.
所以我哋要留意呢一节应该系点样读。
It is important to be able to say that on many occasions when my heart condemns me.That God is greater than my old condemning heart.
里面原来当我嘅心好多时候定我罪嘅时候，我要想到神比呢个定罪系更大，佢就系一个更大嘅上帝。
And God knows at that point there's nothing to be condemned.
因为上帝佢比我更大嘅时候，佢知道嗰啲嘢系唔值得我哋定罪嘅原因。
You see, condemnation doesn't save anybody.
喺里面原来定罪系唔能够救任何人嘅。
That's why it's so vital for us to come to understand that great statement of Jesus.
所以我们一定要来到这个地方，要听清楚耶稣一句很伟大的说话。
When he said, I have not come to condemn the world.
所以耶稣他说，我来不是要审判世界。
I hope you can hear that tonight.
我们听清楚这个说话。
Especially if you have a condemning heart.
如果我们心里有一种被定罪的感觉的时候。
Oh, I hope you can believe that God is greater than your old condemning heart.
我们希望你能够去相信，就是你的上帝是比你这个定罪的心更大。
And because God is greater than your condemning heart, you can come to Him.
因为上帝比这个定罪的心更大的时候，我们可以放胆坦然到神的面前。
You can come just the way you are and not the way you're supposed to be.
我们不需要装作，我们就是用我们自己的本相到主的面前。
Because God is greater than your condemning heart, you can enter a life of prayer.
所以因为我们的上帝比我们的定罪的心更大，我们可以进入祈祷的生活里面。
You can enter this life of loving, ongoing communication with God.
我们能够进入这个很温暖、很温馨里面，跟神那种不停的交通的生活里面。
Because God is greater than your condemning heart, you can know this wonderful, complete, utter acceptance of God.
因为我们的上帝比我们定罪心更大的时候，我们可以知道神比我们的接纳是彻底的接纳。
Now I say this to you about the acceptance of God, not just because the Bible tells me so.
当我话俾你听上帝接纳我哋嘅时候，唔系净系圣经系咁讲。
But I say it to you also because of what happened to me in the summer of 1990.
喺呢个嘅1990年嘅嗰个暑假里面，亦都系基于我嘅经历。
I was working furiously on the book that is now out on prayer.
喺里面我嗰阵时好勤力、好努力嘅去写紧而家出版嗰本书叫《祈祷》。
Of course, it wasn't a book then.
当时仲未一本书啦。
just jumbled ideas in my head.
喺思想里面好多唔同嘅谂法观念。
And a thousand notes on scraps of paper and napkins and anything else I could find.
我周围里面好多纸写咧，唔同嘅思想等等。
For that summer, the university library where I was teaching gave me a whole room to do my research in.
当时我喺嗰个教书嘅大学里面就俾我一个房，我喺里面去写。
They also gave me a key so that I could come in any time, day or night.
所以我有只钥匙，我随时可以入去写书。
If you know the university where I teach, you know that was a miracle.
如果你喺里面知道大学里面安排有条锁匙入咧，系好特别嘅。
And over the months, I had been through perhaps 300 books in the field of prayer.
喺里面嘅时候，我嗰、那个过好多个月里面，我睇好多本书，差唔多300本关于祈祷嘅书。
Classical books，
或一啲嘅古典嘅著作。
Contemporary books，
一啲近代嘅著作。
Books, books, books。
哇，周围都系书。
My head was swimming with all of the debates about prayer.
在我的脑里面，哇，充满了很多关于祈祷的辩论观念。
And all of the definitions of prayer.
啊，不同的定义。
And all of the divisions over prayer.
然后将祈祷里面不同的分割的方法。
I had read everything I could find my hands on about formation prayer.
在我里面，我找到即系关于祈祷嘅书嘅资料，我已经睇晒咁滞。
And covenant prayer.
在关于呢一个嘅塑造嘅祈祷，关于个立约嘅祈祷
，and adoration prayer，
喺个称颂赞嘅祈祷
，and sacramental prayer，
呢一个圣礼嘅祈祷
，and centering prayer，
呢一个嘅
centering focus prayer，
嗰个嘅焦点嘅祈祷
，and meditative prayer，
一个默想嘅祈祷
，and intercessory prayer，
一个代祷
，and healing prayer，
医治嘅祈祷
，and authoritative prayer， and so much
权能嘅祈祷，好好多嘅题目。
At one point， I had identified fully。41 major forms of prayer in the great devotional writers.
我发现有41种嘅祈祷嘅方式。
I had learned absolutely every jot and tittle about, you won't be able to translate this, about lectio and oratio and meditatio and contemplatio, all of these Latin phrases.
佢学晒好多嘅拉丁文啊，点样去到字句啊、默想啊、默观啊等等。
Oh, very good. I had gotten so lost in Teresa of Avila's interior castle that I didn't know what room was what.
喺里面，我真系好为啲我所得嘅，我真系好多嘅领受。
And I'll never forget that night in July 1990.
喺呢一个嘅七月有一晚，我永远都唔会忘记。1990年
，I was in the library all alone.
我喺一个嘅图书馆里面得我自己。
Everybody had left hours ago.
好多人已经好多个钟头之前已经走咗。
It was late.
好夜。
I had read too much.
或者我睇得太多书。
I had studied too much.
我读得太，我太努力读书啦。
Maybe you know the feeling.
你可能有嗰个感受。
Maybe you don't.
或者你唔系好知都唔定。
And I was just experiencing overload.
我发觉咧，我系即系过劳啦。
How in one book could anybody deal with all of the intricacies and all of the difficulties of prayer?
喺里面我就谂到，我点可能一本书里面处理晒咁多本书所处理嘅微细嘅事情或者嗰啲问题呢
？There just was no way，
冇可能嘅。
I threw up my hands, ready to abandon the project。
我准备咧去到放弃呢一个计划嘅。
Forget it, I said. The issues are too difficult。
喺里面就我唔去处理，因为呢个嘅问题太难处理嘅。
The task is too complicated。
呢一个嘅责任实在太过复杂啦。
I just won't write the book。
所以我决定我唔再写呢本书。
And then something happened to me。
喺嗰时候有啲嘢发生。
It is something that is even difficult for me to explain to you today。
喺嗰时候有一种好难去解释嘅经历。
The only way I know to say it is that I saw something。
里面一个嘅解释就我能够见到，我当时我见到啲嘢。
And what I saw was the heart of God。
当时我见到神嘅心。
And the heart of God was an open wound of love。
喺里面嗰个神嘅心系一个敞开嘅爱嘅源头。
And as best I can discern it, I heard the voice of the true shepherd.
我听到呢一个真正嘅牧人嘅声音。
Not outwardly, but inwardly.
唔系喺外面，系喺我心里面。
And God said this to me.
然后上帝对我咁讲。
I do not want you to abandon the project.
上帝话我唔想你放弃你嗰个计划。
Instead, I want you to tell my children that my heart is broken。
喺里面，我希望你话俾我嘅儿女听，上帝话我嘅心已经系碎咗。
Tell my children that I hurt at their distance and their preoccupation。
喺里面就系我上帝话我嘅心因为好多人嘅嘢已经系被好多嘢占据住，佢嘅心上帝心因为咁嘅缘故难过。
Tell them that I mourn that they have forgotten me。
喺里面话俾我嘅儿女听，我心里面难过，因为佢哋忘记咗我。
Tell my children that I long for their presence。
我请你话俾我嘅儿女听，我系好希望同佢哋一齐。
And so I'm telling you。
然后我话俾而家喺呢个时候话俾大家听。
I'm telling you how very much God desires our company。
然后我有上帝好喜欢同我哋一齐嘅。
That God is inviting you。
我有上帝系邀请紧我哋。
And God is inviting me。
上帝系邀请紧我。
To come home。
系翻屋企里面。
To come home to that for which we belong。
就系翻翻到我哋应该所属嘅地方里面。
To come home to that for which we were created。
就系翻翻到我哋被创造嘅地方。
For too long, we've been in a far country.
喺里面呢度太过耐嘅时间，我哋喺外地啊。
It's been a country of climb and push and shove.
喺里面呢一个嘅外地里面，好多嘅罪恶，好多嘅推撞，好多嘅呼喊。
It's been a country of noise and hurry and crowds.
喺里面好多呢个嘅外地里面，呢个地方有好多嘅声音，好多嘅挤迫，好多嘅人。
And God welcomes us home.
但系我哋主竟然间欢迎我哋翻屋企。
Home to serenity and peace and joy，
系让我哋翻到里面经历嗰种喜乐平安。
Home to intimacy and acceptance and affirmation，
喺里面嗰种喺翻到屋企里面嗰种嘅亲密，嗰种嘅接受。
And we do not have to be shy，
我哋唔需要去怕丑。
He invites us into the living room of his heart where we can put on old slippers and share freely。
喺里面就系佢请我哋进入佢嗰个客厅里面，我哋可以好随便着拖鞋同佢一齐倾偈。
God welcomes us。Into the kitchen of his friendship for chatter and batter mixing good fun.
喺里面佢就请我哋去到佢嘅嗰个厨房嘅地方，可以一齐去倾偈，一齐去讲笑。
He invites us into the dining room with his strength where we can feast to our heart's delight.
佢亦都请我哋进入佢嗰个嘅食饭嘅地方里面，一齐去重新嘅得力。
He invites us into the study of his wisdom.
佢请我哋去到佢嗰个嘅充满咗智慧嘅书房里面。
Where we can learn and grow and ask all of the questions that we want.
我哋可以问好多个问题，里面经历嗰个智慧成长。
He invites us into the workshop of his creativity.
佢带领我哋去到佢嗰个做呢个嘅创造嘅嗰个工作里面。
Where we can be co-laborers with God.
我哋能够同主一齐去做嗰个创造嘅工作。
Working with God to determine the outcome of events.
我哋用同神一齐合作，嚟到将佢决定以后嘅事情系点样。
And he invites us into the bedroom of his rest.
然后佢请我哋进入睡房里面，可以去休息。
Where new peace is found，
有一种新嘅嗰种嘅平安喺里面。
And where we can be naked and vulnerable and free，
喺里面我哋好自由嘅，我哋好喺里面咧唔需要隐藏嘅。
It is also the place of deepest intimacy where we can know and be known to the fullest。
里面最重要嘅，我哋能够同神有一个好亲密嘅关系，我哋认识佢，佢认识我哋。
And it doesn't matter if you have little faith or none。
或者我哋里面，我哋唔紧要，如果我哋信心好细都好。
It doesn't matter if you don't hardly believe in prayer anymore。
或者我哋喺里面已经好耐冇祈祷，我都唔紧要，都做到主嘅面前。
It doesn't matter if you've been bruised and broken by the pressures of life。
或者我哋喺生活里面俾好多压力，令到我哋受伤，我哋已经系觉得体无完肤，我哋都唔紧要，都主嘅面前。
It doesn't matter if prayer has grown cold and brittle to you。
或者我哋觉得对祈祷已经好冷漠，我哋祈唔到祷，都唔紧要，到主嘅面前。
It doesn't matter if God seems remote and inaccessible。
或者我哋觉得神好远，我哋唔能够亲近佢，我都到主嘅面前。
Believe me, the Father's heart is open wide to you。
我哋相信我哋嘅天父，我哋嘅天父心系对大家系敞开嘅。
You are welcome。
你系欢迎，你系被欢迎。
Prayer is an act of grace because in it we discover the utter acceptance of God。
祈祷之所以系呢一个嘅经历恩典一个动作，因为我哋喺里面经历到神完全嘅接受。
But also prayer is an act of grace because in it we discover the utter availability of God。
喺里面呢一个，当我哋去到祈祷嘅时候，我哋更加感受到我哋嘅主佢对我哋系随时都愿意帮助我哋。
We let go of the God of the philosophers, remote and inaccessible.
我哋发觉好多嘅哲学家话上帝系好远嘅，唔能够达到佢嗰个面前嘅。
And we find instead the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
但我睇见我哋嘅上帝系亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各嘅上帝。
In the language of the Old Testament, we move from the outer court through the inner court and into the Holy of Holies.
我哋睇见呢一个嘅教育里面讲到我哋进入呢一个圣殿嘅时候，系外院、内院，然后咧一路进入喺至圣所里面。
I remember once when I was in a little prayer group.
我记得有一次我参加一个好细嘅祈祷小组嘅时候。
And after our prayer time, there was one woman, a very wonderful and godly woman.
喺一个祈祷之后，有一个好敬虔嘅姊妹。
And she said to me, "Oh, my prayers never get beyond the ceiling."
我发嗰个姊妹话我祈祷根本出唔到个天花板。
And I said to her, "Helen, Your prayers don't have to get beyond the ceiling.
因为你的祈祷根本不需要出这个天花板。
Because you see, God is right here.
因为上帝就在这里。
God is in the midst of us.
因为上帝在我们当中。
God is near to you.
因为上帝同你一起。
Christ in you, the hope of glory.
这个的上帝在你的里面，他是一个的荣耀的盼望。
Jesus Christ is alive and here to teach his people himself.
在里面这个的基督是复活的，我们要去明白这件事。
He has not contracted laryngitis. He can still speak.
他还在里面还可以说话。
His voice is not hard to hear.
他的声音是可以来到被听到的。
His vocabulary is not difficult to understand.
而他的字其实都很容易被明白的。
Do you remember how that Jesus said over and over, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand?
你有没有留意耶稣基督他说这个的要悔改，因为天国近了。
Now, Jesus, by saying that, was not saying that the kingdom of heaven almost came but didn't make it.
他也不是说这个的天国是将要来。
And so, we have to muddle through as best we can and just wait for heaven when we die.
原来我们要做很多事情到最好，等到当我们死的时候，我们可以到天国里面。
No, it's much more like if you and I were walking together.
里面就好像我们两个人一起行路一样。
And I were to say to you, behold, the restaurant's at hand, let's eat.
这里面就好像说到这个的餐厅在面前，我们去吃东西。
That's how it is.
里面那个天国来临的意思就是这样。
God is utterly accessible.
这个上帝是我们可以完全可以接近他的。
God is completely available.
在这个的上帝，他对我们时时都可以是有时间的。
Oh, I wish you could experience that and enter into it tonight.
我希望大家能够去经历这件事，今天就进入这个同神一起的时间。
God is not hard to find.
其实找上帝不是很难的。
He comes rushing to receive us the moment we turn.
只要我们回转的时候，我们上帝是冲来揽住我们的。
You remember in Luke's Gospel, Jesus said that people would be running out to the desert.
在面前这个路加福音说人们走出去旷野的地方。
And they would say, Lo here.
他说主在那个地方。
Or they would run up to the mountains and they would say, Lo there.
原来他走上这个山上面，他说在那里。
And Jesus said, Oh no, the kingdom has drawn near to you.
但耶稣说不是啊，天国已经来到你的里面了。
It is right in your midst.
在你当中，天国在你当中。
The kingdom of God, the rule of God, is completely available to us now.
里面上帝的天国，这个上帝的管治是完全是为我们而设的。
Turn in to Jesus now and see.
当我们转向耶稣基督的时候，我们看到这件事。
Jesus is available to you.
耶稣基督在我们当中是预备同我们一起。
And to you.
是对同我们一起。
And to you.
是同我们一起。
And to you.
是同大家一起。
And to all of us.
是对我们每一个人，我们的主是预备好同我们一起。
Prayer is an act of grace because in it we discover the utter availability of God.
我睇见原来呢一个祈祷系恩典，我哋第二样嘢我哋领受到就系话，当我祈祷嘅时候，我哋发现上帝其实时刻等紧我哋。
And then finally, prayer is an act of grace because in it we discover the utter intimacy of God.
因为我哋发现呢个祈祷系恩典，因为我哋喺祈祷里面，我哋感受到同神嗰种亲密嘅关系。
But you see, prayer is not about techniques.
这个祈祷其实不是讲到这个技巧的问题
or about terminology,
又不是你怎么用什么用词的问题
or about definitions,
又不是定义的问题
or about methods,
又不是方法的问题
Prayer is about a hilarious, wonderful, head over heels love relationship with the great God of the universe.
这个祈祷其实我是跟这个创造宇宙万物这个上帝里面那个很奇妙的爱的关系
Loving is the syntax of prayer, the vocabulary.
这个爱就是这个的祈祷那个的真正的解释。
To be effective prayers, we need to become effective lovers.
我们如果真的要做一个很有效的祈祷的人，我们学习怎么爱上帝。
Samuel Coleridge, in a famous book called The Rime of the Ancient Mariner, said this.
有一位的作者，他在一本书里面这样说。
He prayeth well who loveth well.
一个能够爱神的，懂得怎么爱的人，他能够懂得怎么祈祷。
Now Coleridge,got that idea from the Bible,
didn't he?
Because you see, the Bible just brims with the language of divine love.
And
that's why all of the great literature on prayer is wonderfully and frankly erotic.
St.
Augustine said, true, whole prayer is nothing but love.
这个奥古斯丁他说真正的祈祷是不是其他东西只是爱。
Julian of Norwich said this, the Trinity is our everlasting lover.
这个叫 Julian of Norwich 这个人他就说这个三位一体的上帝是一个永恒的爱的一位。
An old writer named Richard Rohr says this,
有一个叫 Richard Rohr 这么说,
Oh my love,
他说我的爱,
Oh my honey,
Oh, 我所爱我的蜜糖,
Oh my heart,
我的那个的书琴,
Oh my psalter and canticle all the day long,
我所要唱的诗歌那种的雅歌,
Oh root of my life, when will you come to me?
是的,就是我心里面那个根源,
and Charles Wesley cries out, Jesus, lover of my soul, let me to thy bosom fly.
这个查理维斯利他这么说,
I want to tell you the story of a famous writer named Paddy Chayefsky.
或者我跟大家讲一个的事迹。
I want to tell it to you because it underscores so well the wondrous love affair that God wants to have with his children.
里面我希望大家明白到上帝对我们想我们经历一份什么样的爱。
Paddy Chayefsky is a brilliant, famous playwriter.
这个是一个很出名的话剧的一个作家。
He's won many awards.
他赢了很多的奖项。
But in his own words, he says this.
但在他所写的字里面，他自己所表达的字这么说。
He says, I've lived my life as if God did not exist.
他说我去活我的生命好像上帝是不存在一样。
It has been a life of waste and wandering.
当我过一个这样的生活的时候，我的生活是一种的浪费，是一种的流浪。
A life of womanizing and debauchery.
在里面一个是很失望，很充满了没盼望的生命。
A life of total self-centeredness, and I've used others for my own selfish purposes.
我觉得我是过着一个很自私的生活，我用其他的嘢一齐去满足我嗰个自私嘅目标。
If there is a God, I know that He has written me off as a total loser and is dispatching me straight to hell.
如果我真系有个上帝嘅时候，佢会话俾我听，我所做嘅都系失败，而且佢会将我去到带到呢一个嘅地狱里面。
But one night when he was writing in his Park Avenue apartment, the living God came roaring into Paddy Chayefsky's life.
但这个作者有一晚在他写的时候，突然间上帝就是临到他的生命当中。
And he experienced both with his head and with his heart that wild, passionate love affair that God wants to have with his children.
在他的思想里面，在他的心里面，他都经历到这个上帝很特别，很这个奇妙的爱临到他的生命里面。
It just about blew Paddy out the window.
好像将他完全要扔出窗外一样。
He was caught up in an ecstasy of joy.
他一种的疯狂一样的喜乐里面。
God loved him just the way he was.
原来上帝爱他，爱到他就是他这样爱他，本上爱他。
And not the way he's supposed to be.
不是他所装扮那种的样子。
And do you know what Paddy Chayefsky did?
这个作者Paddy他怎么做呢？
He tore up what he was writing and sat down at his desk.
在他的桌子里面，他将他写的东西完全的搣烂了。
And for the next 3 weeks, he wrote a brand new play.
在另外跟住嗰三个礼拜里面，写一个新嘅一个嘅一个嘅剧。
It ran successfully on Broadway in New York City for 2 years.
喺里面喺一个嘅百老汇嘅地方里面，系被演出差唔多有2年嘅时间。
It was called Gideon.
而嗰个嘅剧嘅名字叫咧，基甸，就系好似阿翁伟先生个名。
And in the play, Chayefsky projects into the lead character Gideon his own decisive encounter with God.
然后里面佢所写嗰个剧里面就讲到基甸佢点样与神相遇嘅经历。
For Gideon, it happens out into the desert.
因为呢个基甸佢嗰种嘅经历系喺嗰个旷野地方遇上嘅。
He's in his tent, and the alter ego of Chayefsky Gideon. Is feels hopelessly abandoned by God.
喺里面呢一个讲到呢一个嘅基甸喺嗰个嘅抗议里面，佢觉得自己好似系被遗弃一样。
And it's well deserving because his life had been nothing but a hymn to himself.
因为佢觉得佢被上帝遗弃系应该，因为佢所做嘅嘢唔系好配得呢样嘢。
It had been a life of using and abusing other people.
因为佢嘅生命喺里面系用其他人，甚至系去滥用咗其他人嘅事情。
Gideon couldn't think of a single act in his life where he'd ever been caring or kind or loving.
这个基甸他想不到在什么情况里面，他经历过那种的仁慈，那种的爱，那种的接受，那种的想法。
But that night out in the desert, the God who made the Pleiades and Orion came tearing into Gideon's life.
但喺嗰个嘅晚上，突然间上帝去进入佢嘅生命里面。
And Gideon experiences the unconditional love of God for him personally.
然后佢又经历到呢一个嘅上帝嗰个无条件嘅爱。
That God loves him just the way he is, and not the way he's supposed to be.
原来上帝爱佢嘅爱系按住佢嘅本相爱佢，唔系按佢装扮嘅情况爱佢。
That God loves him beyond worthiness and unworthiness.
原来上帝唔系因为佢嗰个值唔值去爱佢。
Beyond fidelity and infidelity.
或者唔系因为佢系忠心或者唔忠心去爱佢。
That God loves him in the morning sun and the evening rain.
原来喺呢个嘅早上嗰个嘅早上嗰个太阳或者晚上嗰种嘅雨露嘅时候，上帝仍然爱佢。
And Gideon is just blown away in an ecstasy of joy.
而呢一个嘅基甸就经历一种咧，好似疯狂一样嗰种嘅喜乐。
He's jumping up and down.
于是佢又跳上跳落。
He's screaming.
佢大声嗌。
He's shouting.
佢大声嘅叫。
He can't sleep.
佢唔能够睡眠。
He paces back and forth all night long.
然后喺嗰个帐幕里面行来行去，成晚嚟咁样。
Finally, the first shaft of sunlight comes and dawn is there.
最后呢一个嘅，当呢个晨光开始出现嘅时候。
And in the play, Gideon cries out, God, oh God.
然后呢一个基甸就开始向神嚟呼喊过，神啊，神啊。
All night long, I thought of nothing but you, God. Nothing but you.
感谢你喺成个晚上面，我谂唔到其他嘢，净系谂到你。
I'm caught up in the raptures of love.
我被呢一个爱里面去被提起上嚟。
God, I want to take you into my tent, wrap you up, and keep you all to myself.
我要神啊，我愿将你带我嘅帐幕里面，我将你包起上嚟，系保留俾自己嘅。
God, would you tell me again that you love me?
神啊，可唔可以再讲一次你爱我
？And God says, Gideon, I love you.
上帝就回答佢话：基甸，我爱你。
Tell me again, God.
神啊，再话俾我听一次。
I love you, Gideon.
基甸，我爱你。
And finally, in the play, Gideon scratches his head.
最后呢一个基甸佢就喺嗰个嘅话剧里面就勾下个头。
And he says, God, why do you love me?
我唔明啊，上帝点解要爱我呢
？I don't understand why, God.
上帝，我唔明点解要爱我。
God scratches his head.
然后上帝又勾下佢个头，又回答。
And God says, I really don't know.
上帝话我都唔知喎咁。
And then God adds, Gideon.Sometimes passion is unreasonable.
于是上帝就同基甸讲，佢话有时真嘅爱同埋感情系唔能够理喻。
Sometimes, my Gideon, passion is unreasonable.
好多时候呢一个嘅真正嘅感受系唔能够理喻。
And you see, God's love for us exceeds all reason.
原来我有上帝爱我哋系超越晒所有嘅原因。
There is no good.Reason why God should love us.
冇任何嘅原因，上帝应该爱我哋。
And yet He does.
但系佢爱我哋。
And it is through a life of prayer that we can enter into that wonderful love relationship that God wants to have with us.
然后当我哋喺祈祷嘅时候，我就能够进入呢一个好奇妙同神嗰个爱嘅关系里面。
And when we do it, we do discover the utter acceptance of God.
系啦，而我哋当我进入嘅时候，我哋同时感受到神嗰种嘅全然嘅接纳。
The utter availability of God。
我哋嘅上帝时时预备好同我哋一齐去接纳我哋。
The utter intimacy of God。
系啦，而一个完全嗰种嘅亲密嘅关系。
Let me close by telling you the story of a good friend of mine。
或者让我喺我结束嘅时候，我讲一个我嘅朋友嘅故事俾你听。
He's a radio disc jockey。
系一个嘅嗰啲嘅喺电台上面嗰啲嘅负责音乐节目嘅。
His name is Lyman James. Do you?
佢系叫做James.
They call him Ryman Lyman on the radio. Anyway, you don't need to try to stress like that. And he has a little son about 3 years old.
佢有个三岁大嘅仔
Zachary.
喺呢边咧就系叫 Zachary.
And they went shopping one day.
有一日佢哋去买嘢
And it was just one of those days when nothing went right.
当日咧。我实在好似样都唔妥。
Little Zachary kept fussing and fuming。
总之咧，嗰个细路仔 Zachary 咧就成日都嘈啊。
Nothing that his father did would calm him down。
佢话爸爸做咩都好咧，唔能够令佢静落嚟。
And then finally, I guess under some special inspiration, Lyman scooped Zachary up in his arms and put him close to his chest。
突然间呢一个嘅Lyman 佢突然间知道咧，醒唔一样嘅，佢就将个仔抱起上嚟。
And he began to sing to him。
然后就同佢唱歌。
It was a love song.
喺首嘅爱嘅诗歌。
He just made it up.
系佢自己作出嚟嘅。
The words didn't rhyme.
啲字又唔啱拍子，节奏。
And he sang off tune.
但系佢又走音添。
But he would just begin to sing with words like this.
然后佢开始咁样同个仔咁样唱。
I love you, Zachary.
Zachary, 我好爱你啊。
I'm so glad that you're my boy.
我好高兴你系我个仔啊。
I like to play ball with you.
我中意你打波啊。
It's fun to see you smile.
见到你笑系好开心嘅事。
Things like that.
喺度咁唱落去。
And Zachary began to calm down.
呢个细路仔开始静落嚟。
And lay his head on his father's shoulder.
然后伏咗佢个头喺个膊头里面。
And listen to this strange and exotic song.
然后听呢首好怪嘅咁嘅歌。
And they kept shopping, going from place to place.
然后佢哋喺度咁样买嘢，由一个地方去另外一个地方。
And when Lyman kept singing with words that didn't rhyme.
喺呢个 Lyman 佢继续喺度唱，但系唔系几啱 key 嘅嗰啲嘢。
And were sung off key.
喺里面就系佢唔系好啱嘅。
Finally, when they'd finished their shopping, they went back to the car.
Yeah, 佢哋买完嘢啦，佢哋去翻佢嘅车嗰度。
And Lyman was ready to put his son into the car.
然后佢嗰个嘅 Lyman 就将佢嘅仔想摆喺个车上面。
And his son lifted up his head and said this.
然后佢嘅仔就对佢爸爸嚟到咁讲。
Sing it to me again, Daddy.
爸爸唔该唱多次啊咁。
Sing it to me again.
唔该唱多次。
Now, you see, prayer is a little like that.
原来祈祷就系咁样啊。
With humility of heart, we allow God to scoop us up in His arms.
我哋喺心里面存咗个谦卑，让神用佢嘅手抱起我哋。
And draw us close.
然后将我哋摆喺佢嘅胸怀里。
And we allow God to sing His love song.
我哋让上帝对我哋唱嗰首爱嘅诗歌。
Now we're going to have a little time when Mrs. Chang, right, is going to share with us. And if you have a question that you want to write down. You might do that, and then we'll share these a little bit.
跟住系有陈太嘅一个回应，咁大家喺回应嘅时候都可以写低你哋啲问题或者分享，我哋试下有啲嘅作出一啲另外表达我哋嘅睇法。
And then we'll learn together.
或者我哋一齐嚟做学呢个嘅课题。
今日我喺下低听嘅时候咧，我觉得讲完咧就系好似再同我哋讲紧福音一样。是将这个福音再一次的呈现在我们面前。以致我们是再看一看这个神是怎样的，神是怎样爱我们，还有可以在祷告里面是怎样爱我们。那在一路听的时候呢，那所有他讲到神的 image, 那些形象呢，都是可能真的很震动我的心。我今天来之前呢，我就想说我的回应呢，就不是由个头脑那里跟他回应的。我是很想用心灵里面是跟他回应，就好像我看一本书或者一个人跟我讲东西的时候，我会即时就这样跟他讲一些东西。我今天呢，我觉得就是一路这样讲着基督的 真正的爱情的时候，还有基督的真相的时候，他是来着一些呼召给我们的，是一些呼召。一个呼召呢，第一个呼召是叫我们真的回到我们自己的内心和我们里面，就不是我们外面所有我们做的事，是我们自己，我们的本人，我们自己是来到我们的里面，我们的 being 就不是我们的 doing。 那在那处呢是一个最真实的，因为呢到最后尾呢都是剩下这件事，而就是最后尾呢都是这件事是去到永恒的，全全的东西都是 temporary 和是暂时的。第一个呼召呢，我觉得一路来的就是他是将我们叫我们回去看回我们的里面，而不是将我们的眼呢再张望人家的评价，人家对我们的评语，人家对我们的期望，我们做成什么，我们要做什么。第二个呼召呢，是当我们捉到我们自己内在的时候，他叫我们再焦点化在神的里面， re-anchoring our being in the Lord。 就是说神已经在我们里面不断地呼召我们回家，而我们现在真是将我们所有里面的东西我们都叫他们回来，然后回来我们的家，在那个家里面。而在那个家里面呢，我们会见到我们的罪，而那个罪呢是真正的内疚来的。那些的内疚呢仍然都是在神的怀抱里面，所以那些内疚不会是对我们定罪，那些内疚是会叫我们释放的。而在里面也有医治啊，有很多的东西。所以我们要回来我们的内心，然后我们的内心又要住在主的里面。 第三个呼召我是觉得就是他最后尾是讲到在神的爱里面，是我们的内在是完全的开放，完全的开放，然后在神的爱里面浸淫，浸淫是 soak in the love of God。我觉得这件事是很重要的，就是说我们根本就不做什么，我们也不需要讲任何说话，在里面只是有感谢，是有一种赞叹，有一种惊讶，有一种景仰，这件事 是祷告的中心。而我们这样做的时候呢，我们就已经开始跟他有个相爱的生活。今天我就觉得讲完是跟我们讲的这个福音，真正的福音对我们每一个失落的人，还有我们已经失落了在我们的世界里面，还有很多很多的罪疚感，还有很多的重担里面的人呢，我们要再回来我们的内在，用我们的内在住在神的里面，然后再在神的里面浸淫在祂全然的爱里面。那这个是我自己一小小的领受。我们其实呢，我们很鼓励弟兄姊妹，如果你有问题呢你举手的，不过我想有些弟兄姊妹就未必觉得那么自由啦。那我两样都可以的，那就如果你是有些回应，即是再说不是问问题，即是 可以是问问题，也都是一个的回应，一个感受，或者你刚才浸在神的爱里面，你想告诉弟兄姊妹听，你都可以说或者写出来。
第一条问题呢，就是他说呢，我不是很记得呢我祈祷讲了什么东西，那我怎知道神已经答了我祈祷呢？他说呢，就他说呢，我很多时候在祈祷的时候呢，我都不在那个祈祷的状态里面了。
I just say this one word to this: God always remembers.
你不记得，上帝一定记得。
Sometimes I wish he'd forget some of my prayers.
有时我都希望上帝忘记我的祈祷。
But he knows how to interpret those prayers into what I really want.
在里面，上帝能够将我们的祈祷，他去解释到最适切我们的需要。
One of the old writers said this.
有一个嘅人咁样讲，
We will discover in heaven that God's often God's great answers are the God's great refusals are the answers to our very best prayers.
当我哋喺天上面嘅时候，我哋发现好多时候我哋嘅主佢对我哋祈祷嗰种嘅拒绝，系一个对我哋祈祷最适切嘅答案。
We just open our hearts to God. God just loves to have us in His presence.
我们只要当我们的心向神敞开，祂喜欢我们和祂一起经历祂的同在。
So you see, just come the way you are.
只要你是按你的本相去祈祷，
You don't have to have it all straight.
在里面不用很多东西施整。
You just open up your life to God.
你只要对神敞开，到神的面前就行。
God loves that.
神是喜欢这样。
See, just like a little child who can never draw a bad picture.
好似一个细路仔，佢从来永远都唔会画咗一幅唔好嘅图画。
We can never say a bad prayer。
喺你面前，我哋祈祷就系咁样噶啦。
But you say, but children do draw bad pictures。
但系咧，好多细路仔画嘅图画好难睇噶。
Not to the parents of those children。
对父母嚟讲，冇一幅图画难睇嘅。
They look at that and say that's the most beautiful picture。
佢哋攞住嗰幅图画话，全世界最靓嘅图画嘅。
Now that's what God is saying about your prayer。
然后上帝对我哋祈祷就系咁样讲法。
It could be full of greed and full of yourself。
你的祈祷里面有很多的贪婪，很多你自我在里面。
And God says, "That's my child."
啊，原来上帝话呢个就系我嘅仔，我嘅儿女。
That's my daughter. That's my son.
啊，呢个系我嘅仔，我嘅女。
They've chosen to spend time with me.
原来我嘅儿女佢喜欢同我嚟到花上时间。
I love that.
我喜欢呢样嘢。
I love that prayer.
我喜欢嗰种嘅祈祷。
Yeah. You may want to add about it.
我睇到呢度咧。是讲到即是如果你是不知道你自己那段时是讲紧啲乜嘢嘅话呢，可能你是有几样嘅情况，你喺嗰段时可能你好紧张，是因为有时你紧张嘅时候呢，或者惊嘅时候呢，或者手足无措嘅时候呢，你讲啲嘢呢你唔知道你自己讲乜。但我哋记得呢，就係我哋嚟祈祷呢係同一个爱我哋嘅人，有人格，有位格的神呢跟他讲嘢嘅。咁所以呢，如果我哋嚟到要讲嘢而冇辦法可以讲得好清楚嘅话呢， 咁你就可能留意一下，可能你嗰阵时咧系好紧张、好惊。有另外一个可能性咧，就系你好攰，你攰到你自己都唔知噏乜嘢，你都望住嗰个又要祈咯，成日都要祈，但系你唔知你哋噏乜嘢。咁如果你系好攰咧，你知道咗你自己好攰，你直情话。主啊，我好攰，我真系要瞓觉。咁啊，你就瞓觉。咁其实有时瞓喺神嘅怀抱里面咧，系一个最好嘅祈祷啊。因为神咧系最中意抱住我哋嘅。咁啊，即系如果你话我唔系几知道我自己讲乜嘢咧，咁如果你发觉你成日都喺呢一啲嘅状况里面。不单止是祈祷的话呢，可能真的你有时心神恍惚。那这个就是讲到呢，我们一定要翻回来我们自己那里，用我们的自己所有的内在跟一些人聊天，你都需要这样，你需要拿些注意力的。那在祷告的里面呢，你要记得你要有信心，你要来到神的面前是很想跟爱你的神呢是聊天。
Those were very helpful words.
嗰啲係好能夠幫助我哋嘅説話。
At least as much as I got of them.
我希望我翻譯得正確。
And I want to say just a little word about sleep and prayer.
或者我哋講下少少關於祈禱同瞓覺嘅關係。
See, when I was a young Christian, I was very earnest.
當我係一個好年輕嘅基督徒時，我好勤力嘅。
Oh, I wanted to follow God.
我好願意跟從神。
And I would read the stories of the great Christians.
我睇好多伟大嘅人，嗰啲人嘅传记。
How they would get up at 4 in the morning and pray.
佢哋早上四点钟起身祈祷。
And I'd try to get up at 4 in the morning and pray.
我喺四点钟起身祈祷。
And I would fall asleep.
但我祈祷就瞓咗觉。
I would stand up against the wall so I wouldn't fall asleep.
然后我瞓住埲墙企喺度咁样祈祷。
Do you know that you can fall asleep standing against the wall?
甚至企喺度挨住埲墙一样瞓得着嘅。
And then I learned that I can relax a little.
然后开始学习我去松弛一下自己。
An old writer, Brother Lawrence, said this.
有一个叫做 Brother Lawrence 咁样讲。
Those who have the wind of the Holy Spirit go forward even in sleep.
嗰啲人嘅喺真系有圣灵嗰种嘅帮助到神嘅面前嘅人，佢甚至喺瞓觉时都可以到神嘅面前。
And you know, falling asleep in prayer may not be such a bad thing.
所以我哋喺我哋祈祷期间瞓咗觉咧，都唔系一定咁差嘅。
So many of us have our lives wound up so tight, we're so full of rush and push.
可能好多人我哋嘅生命里面太过赶速，好多嘅压力，好多嘅绑，令到我哋好疲倦。
That the minute we let go of that, all of a sudden we realize how tired we are.
突然间我哋喺神面前，我哋去松弛自己嘅时候，我哋先发觉我哋原来系咁攰嘅。
And so hear these words from an old writer named Madame Guyon.
喺里面听一个嘅古老嘅作者里面佢俾我哋嘅说话咁讲。
She said, "Rest, rest, rest in God's love."
让我哋去安息，安息，安息喺主嘅爱里面。
And so you can do that.
你可以咁样去做。
And that becomes part of the very experience of prayer itself.
原来呢一个里面就系我哋去到祈祷里面一部分，我哋唔能够忽略嘅经历。
Okay.
Second 问题就问。在这个咁繁忙、咁嘈杂嘅世界里面，我哋点样去祈祷咧？点可能去祈祷咧？咁
，live in a busy world。
事实上，我真系会喺一个好忙嘅世界里面。
But that doesn't need to mean that we are totally caught up in it.
Sorry, totally.
That doesn't mean that we have to be part of all of it.
喺里面，我喺好忙嘅世界里面，但我唔一定要系成为其中嘅一份子。
I was once on a radio station.
有一次，我喺一个嘅电台嘅嗰个嘅播音嘅电台里面。
And I was talking about solitude.
喺里面，当时我讲到嗰个独处嘅问题。
And the man that was interviewing me said, "Oh, it's almost impossible to have experiences of solitude today."
嗰个嘅访问我人就话：佢今日冇可能，我哋今日活喺呢个世代里面，冇可能经历嗰个独处嘅事情。
I mean, there's so much noise and so much activity.
喺里面有好多嘅活动，好多嘅嘈杂嘅声音。
And I kind of forgot where I was that I was being interviewed on a radio station.
喺里面，甚至我喺里面去到做呢一个嘅系去被访问嘅时候，我都唔系好记得我系边个。
And I said to him, "Oh no, it's not hard at all. For example, I never listen to the radio."
喺里面啊，佢唔系好难嘅，我只要唔听个收音机就得噶啦。
You see, you don't have to.
你唔一定要咁样做嘅。
You can be free to hear God's voice in His wondrous, terrible, loving, all-embracing silence.
我们可以在一个安静里面，我们听到神那种奇妙的爱，祂的作为。
And I suggest that we begin very simply.
或者我提议大家很简单怎么去做。
For example, when you are just waking up in the morning,
或者你起身的时候,
just to see if you can open your mind and heart to God as you're beginning to wake up.
当你开始醒的时候，你就向神用你的心，用你的思想向神来敞开。
Giving the day to Him.
然后就是很简单话，神啊，我将今日交在你手中。
That's what I did this morning.
今天我起身就是这样的了。
I asked God's presence to be here in this room.
我求神的同在临在在这个房间当中。
And that my mind would be attentive to what's happening and that our hearts would be melted into God's love.
然后我的思想很注意究竟神在这里做些什么，然后我的心是融化在神的爱里面。
It's very simple, very easy.
很简单很容易做的事情。
Even a little child can do this.
一个小孩子都可以这样做。
And then just before we go to sleep, to open our minds to God.
当我们去睡觉之前，我们也再一次将我们的心智向神敞开。
Just be quiet for a moment.
然后我在神的面前安静一阵间。
To listen.
然后听神的说话
to be attentive to God.
对神有一种的留意
And through the day, as we see people, we lift them up into God's presence.
所以我们日头见到不同的人的时候，我们将他带到神的面前。
One writer named Frank Laubach said, I want to learn how to live so that to see somebody is to pray for them.
在里面有个人说，我要希望学习怎么去生活，当我见到每一个人的时候，我就为他祈祷。
He lived much of his life in India.
他是这个的人士，他是在印度里面生活的。
In the press of many, many people.
在里面很多人逼住晒的。
But he learned how to live in such a way that to be with people was a way of praying for them.
然后他学习怎么跟别人一起，但是都为那些人祈祷。
And so these are simple ways we can begin.
这就是很简单我们可以开始做的。
Yeah.
刚才讲到那个 solitude, 那个独处呢，有很多时候呢是环境化的，就是说呢我们要抽离我们的出面所有 的环境，去到一个比较安静的地方呢，我们就比较可以安静下来。时日已久，如果你习惯这样做的时候呢，你出面这样环境化的直独处呢，慢慢会在你的心里面呢都有一种的 inner silence,在里面有一种内在的安静，这种内在的安静 是很奇妙的。 当你一路习惯是有灵修，是不断的环境化了你自己，让你自己从出面所有很频繁很频繁的事情练习一下安静的时候，慢慢你里面的内心安静会慢慢就会培育出来。而你内心的安静就是现在我们所讲的了，就是说呢，你要将这个安静呢扩大再栽培，以致呢当你再走返出去那个世界的时候呢，你内心的安静是越来越多，越来越浓厚，好浓，浓到呢你见到好多事情发生呢，它都可以跟你有少少的隔开，以致你不会即刻就回应，以致它也都不会即刻这样侵袭你的心的。咁呢一樣呢樣嘢咧，係喺祈禱裏面咧，你可以培育到，而咧神係不斷俾尋求佢嘅人咧，有呢種咁樣嘅保護性嘅安靜。佢直情係保護咗你嘅心，以致你嘅心咧係唔會受到外界有好多嘅影響。或者我哋可以咁樣睇，就係、是、一個圖畫咧，就係、是、當你時常有個習慣，有一個靈修嘅時間，同埋你好想咁樣培育你自己安靜嘅話咧。神会做他那个方面的功夫，是将你有很多的东西斩断斩断斩断断断断断，以致你里面是释放，是有内在的自由，而这种自由是可以培育的。而这种自由就是我们现今这个世界很忙的人是最需要的，因为在我们的心里面，我们的心里面的自由是将这件事带到去我们很繁忙的工作里面，仍然都可以泰然地处理。那这件事就是讲到就是一个人呢要在个灵修的生活里面呢有环境化 的独处，慢慢你要将这个安静呢神会给你的。在里面有个 inner silence, 是很重要的一件事。那这个朋友呢就是讲到，我真的不能够可以听到 神嘅声音。其实神嘅声音咧，唔系喺出边嚟嘅，喺里面。就是、因为我哋嘅心唔能够安静，我哋嘅心咧向咗出边，听咗好多外边嘅声音。咁我哋要继续，我哋再灵修，我哋继续要喺佢面前咧安静，帮求佢帮我哋保护我哋嘅心。
Just to reaffirm what has just been said.
或者让我再一次去到肯定刚才姊妹所分享嘅。
My practice is to try to take 4 retreats a year.
或者我自己嘅习惯，我每一年有4次嘅退休嘅时间。
Now that makes sense for me where I live because I follow the seasons of the year.
喺呢边对我嚟讲，我系跟住四季咁样去做嘅。
We have 4 seasons: winter, spring, summer, and fall.
因为住嘅地佢住嘅地方有四季嘅转变。
I think here there are only 2 seasons.
香港系咪两季 ？No, it's 4 here.
No. The only 2 I've been able to find is more humidity and less humidity.
我只系发现系湿啲，湿度高啲定低啲啫。
But always the purpose of retreat is so that we can be a kind of portable sanctuary.
喺里面就我哋，其实我哋当我哋去做一个嘅退休就。我哋嗰个嘅致圣所系好似一个喐动嘅致圣所一样。
So that we live and practice the presence of God all of the time.
所以我喺里面慢慢就学识点样去喺唔同环境都感受到神嘅临在。
We have silence in our hearts in the midst of a noisy world.
我哋能够喺呢个嘈杂嘅世界里面有一个极度安静嘅心。
Yeah.
有一条问题咁问佢话：如果我哋仍然喺罪里面，神会唔会接纳我哋咧？
I was just trying to be sure that I understood the context for the question.
或者我尝试去明白嗰个问题嗰个即系上下文或者处境系点样嘅。
What I was wondering is if the question was really asking, does God hear the prayer of a sinner?
嗰个问题系咪究竟主会唔会听一个罪人嘅祈祷咧
？And you see, if God does not hear the prayer of a sinner, we're all in trouble.
即系如果神系唔听罪人祈祷嘅，我哋大家都好大问题噶啦。
Because God receives and accepts us.
因为上帝系接受我哋嘅。
But the thrust of the passage in Psalm 66 is this.
呢一个嘅诗篇第68篇整个嗰个嘅嗰个走势系咁样嘅。
When we harbor iniquity or sin in our hearts,
即系当我哋将呢个嘅罪恶。是存留刻意存留在心里面的时候
，it makes it hard for us to hear God，
就令到我哋好难去听到神嘅声音。
The communion is broken，
呢一个嘅沟通系被打断咗。
We develop thickened eardrums，
于是我哋个耳膜就越嚟越厚。
Blindness has come in part，
然后呢一个嘅瞎眼嘅情况就会出现。
And so we're not able to be in that living。Relationship.
然后我们能够再同上帝有嗰种个活嘅关系。
The problem is not on God's end; it's on our end.
因为嗰个问题就唔系喺神嗰度，系喺我哋嗰度。
You see, prayer is not just me talking to God.
里面就嗰个祈祷唔系净系我对上帝讲嘢。
It is God and I sharing back and forth about what we're doing together.
然后系上帝同我哋之间大家彼此嘅沟通，呢个就祈祷。
And if there's sin that blocks my ability to be in communication with God,
然后罪如果将我同神去沟通嗰个能力去障碍咗嘅时候
，prayer is not primarily so that we can get things.
喺里面就唔系我哋去做一啲嘢，祈祷唔系净系我做一啲嘢。
Prayer is so that we can come to love and enjoy God.
里面祈祷就系我哋去到爱神同埋去享受神嘅同在。
And to do God's work.
然后我哋去跟从遵行神嘅旨意。
In God's way.
我哋去按神嘅心意，我哋做嘢。
And how can we do that when sin just is festering in our lives？
当呢个嘅罪仍然喺我哋嘅控制住我哋，或者喺我哋面不断涌现嘅时候，我哋就做唔到呢样嘢。
That's why Jesus said in the Gospels that we are not forgiven until we forgive。
里面特别当主耶稣话，我哋要去饶恕，蒙饶恕我哋先饶恕人。
Because until we are able to open our hearts to others, we're not able to receive forgiveness ourselves.
如果我哋向人敞开，存一个敞开嘅心、赦免心，我哋领受唔到主嘅爱。
We wouldn't even want it.
喺里面，我哋甚至喺里面，你想都系得唔到。
We would not think of it as a good thing.
甚至我哋唔会觉得喜欢要追求呢一样嘢。
But when we begin to see how we can give grace and mercy to other people, we can receive God's grace and mercy for ourselves.
当我们开始对人有怜悯、有恩典嗰种嘅行动嘅时候，我哋开始领受翻，可以领受到主嘅怜悯同埋恩典。
And so one of the first things we do in prayer is just open up the festering wounds of our lives before God and let Him touch them.
我哋就系一个祈祷，就系我哋将我哋里面嘅任何嘅嘢，包括创伤，向神嚟敞开，就神去帮助我哋。
And if we stumble and fall,
或者我哋有失败。
We tell God about it, get up and start out again.
我们求神帮助我们起身来再来过。
You see, you are harder on yourself than God is on you.
你发现你对你自己是那种的要求的那种的苛刻，很多时候是多过神对你的要求。
Just know how much God loves you.
你要知道神几爱你。
How much God longs for your presence.
其实上帝我们的主是很希望和你一起的。
How pleased God is that you might come to Him and be with Him.
只要你到祂的面前的时候，祂是很开心的。
So that we can get away from this idea of a mean God.
我们真的不要觉得我们的神很孤寒的。
At the heart of God is the desire to give and to forgive.
我们的主祂的心里面是预备好去饶恕、去施予给我们、去送给我们的。
And so you can receive that tonight.
只要我们去到接受的时候。
Amen.
好，有條問題咁樣問嘅，佢話咧，請問講員係咪表示咧，如果我哋去祈禱同埋有絕對嘅信心，神就能夠幫助我哋去脱離嗰個自我嘅定罪嘅情況？係咪百分之百得嘅咧？仲有冇其他嘢咧
？This is a very good question.
呢條係好嘅問題
，because。We feel so deeply our own sense of failure.
我哋觉得我哋心里面嗰种嘅失败感好强啊。
And all I was trying to help us to know was that often we condemn ourselves for things that God doesn't condemn us for.
好多时候我哋去定我哋自己嘅罪，其实上帝喺嗰啲事上面唔定我哋罪嘅。
It's so easy for us to think that God is after us, out to get us.And certainly, it is the beginning place to know that that is not true.
首先，我哋要学一样嘢，就系话我哋要知道好多啲嘢都唔系真嘅。
God simply wants to shower us with His love and His mercy.
喺里面，我有上帝系预备系将我带到爱嘅里面嘅。
Now that may not be everything.
或者呢个唔系包括所有嘢。
Sometimes people need special help.
或者啲人佢系需要啲特殊嘅帮助。
They might need special prayers for healing and deliverance。
或者有啲人佢系需要特别嘅医治嘅，或者系一种嘅拯救脱离呢种情况嘅祷告。
Sometimes we need special counseling and help。
或者系需要啲特别嘅辅导或者帮助。
We should never be afraid to receive that。
我哋唔应该惧怕，我哋去接受呢啲嘅帮助。
You see, we are the community of faith together。
因为我哋大家都系一个嘅信徒嘅群体。
And we want to simply receive one another in love and
grace.
And work with each other through these difficulties of our heart. And God will lead you to what you need. And we can utilize all of the means of God's grace.
其实我们可以去到尽量的运用神给我们所有得到恩典的途径。
He uses the counsel and the acceptance of brothers and sisters.
他可能会用这个辅导员或者弟兄姊妹的接纳来帮助你。
He uses places where we need professional help.
或者他用一些地方我们接受一些专业的帮助。
Sometimes people have special needs medically and chemically.
有些人甚至可能在一个医学上面、化学上面那个角度得到帮助。
And we must not be afraid of those things.
我们不需要因为这件事我们惧怕我们接受这个帮助。
I had one student who was very brilliant.
我有一个很聪明、很出色的学生。
Perhaps one of the brightest students I'd ever worked with.
我似乎都未见过比他更叻的学生。
But he had deep depression.
但是他经历一个很深很深的那种的忧郁低沉的时间。
And finally, after many years of speaking, he found that there was a chemical imbalance in his brain.
经过很久的那个见不同的方式之后，发现原来他的脑里面有一些所谓化学成分的那种的不平衡。
And once that was taken care of through medication,He was able to be okay.
当他接受这个药物的治疗，处理了这个不平衡的状况之后，他样都可以没问题。
And even those kinds of things can often be discovered through a process of prayer and openness to God.
甚至这个情况, 我们经过祈祷的过程,
so there are many means through which God works to heal us.
我们觉得我们神是用很多途径去帮助我们,
just know that it is God's desire for wholeness and well-being to be in our lives.
我们要知道我们上帝很希望我们生命得到那种健全, 那种神所赐那种祝福的。
Now, do you want to add any? Yeah.
这位弟兄姊妹问了一个问题，他很简单问的，就是 Will that really work? 我记得我自己的经验就是，当我行到要挑战我信心的时候，我都问这个问题，真的可以，圣经讲的东西这么简单，真的可以卸下罪？ 或者罪真的可以掉到心海里面，他真的会忘记得了。我会问这个问题，我没什么可以告诉你，只是有一件事，就是请你信主， Trust the Lord. Will that really work? Trust the Lord. Is there anything we can do? No, we cannot do anything. 如果是来到 神的赦免和祂释放我们，在那个时间，没有一个人可以做多一件事，是可以令我们自己释放。唯有可以赦免人的主，祂才可以释放我们。这个问题是祈祷是我们生活的一部分，还是我们生活的全部分？
Yes.
答案是肯定的。
It's both. You see, we pray specific times in specific places. And we pray all the time in all places. That kind of prayer takes no time, but it occupies all of our time.
如果我们是所有时间都用被占据的，我就没有想祈祷了。Prayer
is not something, another duty to add on to an already over-committed schedule.
里面祈祷不是我们在一个很忙的行程里面加多一样额外责任。Prayer
is something that integrates our lives.
里面这个祈祷应该是在我们渗透在我们整个生命当中。So
that we can learn to carry on activities of life praying.
我们要学习一件事，我们继续我们日常的生活，但是同时祈祷。
We live on two levels at once.
我们将两个层面的生活，我们同时一起生活。
On one level, we're taking care of the activities of the day.
在某个层面里面，我们仍然是承担我们每日要做的责任活动。
We're visiting with people.
我们同时在探人。
We're interacting with work associates.
我们同我们的同事在来往。
But on a deeper and more profound level, there's that openness to God.
在里面，我们在深层次里面，我们要对神有一个完全的敞开。
And it is that deeper level that integrates everything that we do.
在里面，这个对神心里面的敞开，是让我们所一切所做的能够整合在一起。
And very often, some of the deepest insights about how to deal with situations occurs because we're on that deeper level of prayer.
很多时候，我们能够有那种洞见，点样去做每日日常的事情，是因为我们里面有一个祈祷对神敞开的心而得到的。
And sometimes it can deliver us from all kinds of problems.
Yeah.
This is a very important question. And the person who wrote it, I know, I can tell, has a tender heart. And what we do is we come with our weakness. And we can even say, God, I do not know how to pray and often don't even want to pray.
你可以坦白告诉神，神，我不懂祈祷，或者我不想祈祷。
But I give my prayerlessness to you.
我就将我不能够祈祷那种的事情，那种的状态交给主。
I want to pray.
主啊，我系其实系想祈祷。
Help me.
求主帮助。
You see, we come just the way we are.
我哋记得照我哋嘅本来嘅状况到主嘅面前。
We don't have to be good enough, or smart enough, or pure enough.
我哋唔需要系一定要求自己系某个程度嘅圣洁或者好醒目先可到神嘅面前。
We come with all of our weakness, all of our need, all of our agendas.
我哋 只要将我哋里面即系嗰个嘅需要啊、状态啊、情况都带到主嘅面前就得。
And the beautiful thing is that God accepts us just the way we are.
最美妙嘅地方就系我哋主就按我哋嘅本相接受我哋。
You see, God loves us so much that He can receive us exactly how we are.
因为上帝爱我哋到一个地步，就系我哋唔可以将佢就按我哋嘅本相接受我哋。
But He loves us so much that He will not leave us there.
在里面他爱我的时候他不会容许我在那个境况里面。
And we can begin to know what a life with God means.
然后我们慢慢当我们到主的面前，我们就慢慢明白究竟在主里面的生命是怎样。
Weakness can be turned into strength.
这个的软弱会变成刚强。
By the touch of God.
只要我们被神去触摸我们。
Is your question?
Yeah.
另外一条问题是差不多，他说 我不想去祈祷，因为我觉得我里面有些不是几个感受。你有没有这样的经历呢？
It's time for us to quit, you know. But these questions are so good. And what I want to do just with this question is to pray, to enter into an experience of prayer.On behalf of this question,
我哋应该停嘅时间已经到，不过我哋希望我哋啲问题实在太好，或者我哋试下就系进入祈祷里面去到睇呢个问题。
Because you see, the question is about our feeling level.
因为呢个问题问到我哋嗰个感受嘅层面。
We feel empty.
我哋觉得我哋好空虚。
Or we feel bad.
我哋觉得我哋好曳。
And so can God accept us when we feel bad, or when we feel empty, or when we feel deserted.
或者我觉得我哋好差，或者我觉得好里面好空虚，上帝会唔会接受我哋呢
？I have a whole chapter in the prayer book about that.
我嗰个本书里面有一个嘅有一章系讲呢个问题。
Because many times we feel forsaken by God.
好多时候我哋觉得我哋好似被神遗弃咗一样。
And here's what I want you to know: Jesus felt that way too.
我哋要明白耶稣基督都经历过呢种经历嘅。
You remember Jesus' words, "My God, my God."Why have you forsaken me?
见到耶稣在十字架上面嘅时候，佢话：我嘅主，我嘅神啊，点解你离弃我
？He felt abandoned too.
主耶稣都有咁嘅感受。
We have a Savior who's entered into our feelings.
我有一个主，佢愿意进入我哋嘅感受嘅层面里面。
And has redeemed all of that so that we might be able to come as just the way we are.
然后透过佢嘅救赎，我哋能够再按照我嘅本相到翻主嘅面前。
And so what I'd like to do, just in closing, is to speak a prayer over you.
让我们在我们祈祷的时候我们放胆祈祷。
And especially if you felt a need in your heart, perhaps you feel like you have a heart that condemns you.
或者我特别我当中有些人觉得心里面是被定罪的感受的。
You feel somehow that you're just not right.
你总之觉得自己有些人不妥的。
And you'd like help.
你需要去到得到帮助。
And all I'd like to do is just in a very simple way speak a prayer into you.
然后里面去到做一个祈祷。
And if you're feeling that need right now, I'd like to ask you just to stand up so that I might just pray for you.
或者我愿意去为你祈祷，请你如果觉得有需要嘅时候，请你起身我为你祈祷。
Anybody who's feeling that way, you stand up right now.
如果你有嗰种感受，觉得自己好唔妥，或者系真系唔知点样祈祷嘅时候，你起身我为你祈祷。
Now, just before we pray, those of you who are near the person, I just want you.As a priest of the Lord, to be aware and to be praying for them inwardly as I speak a prayer, okay?
当我们祈祷的时候，你都是跟着我们祈祷。
Now let's pray.
我们祈祷。
Lord Jesus, I thank you for every person here in this room.
主啊，我们的主耶稣，我们在这个房间里面每一个人，我们感谢你。
And especially for those who have stood up.
特别为那些站立起来的弟兄姊妹感谢你。
That is a very hard thing to do.
所以这个是一个很不容易做的事情。
And it shows the need for your touch.
我哋睇见佢哋真系需要你自己嘅触摸。
And so now come Holy Spirit into each person.
圣灵啊，我哋求你进入到每一个佢哋嘅生命当中。
And for those who especially have expressed their need by standing.
特别当嗰啲系企喺度嘅弟兄姊妹去表达佢哋嘅需要嘅时候，求你去满足佢哋。
Come to the heart，
进入佢哋嘅心里面
，and heal it，
医治佢哋。
Heal the hurt，
医治嗰啲创伤嘅地方。
Heal the sadness，
医治嗰啲忧伤嘅地方。
That feeling that that I'm empty and I'm alone，
医治嗰啲佢觉得里面空虚孤单嘅感受。
Heal it now, Lord，
主啊，你现在就医治。
Tenderly and with your love。
主啊，我哋喺你面前嚟仰望你。
And for any number of us who wish we would have asked but didn't feel free to do so，
主啊，我哋真系喺边一位愿意去求嘅时候，求你去帮助。
Touch and reach into our hearts too。
求主真系触摸我哋每个人嘅心灵。
Oh, help us to know how much you love us。
主啊，帮助我哋明白你系几咁爱我哋。
And that you do receive us just the way we are。
主啊，你愿意真系按照我哋本来嘅状况去到帮助我哋。
Receive Christ into your heart。
我哋一同你去接受基督进入我哋心里面。
Allow Him to come into the mind。
让佢进入我哋嘅思维里面。
And to set you free。
然后释放我哋。
真正传播系一所非牟利基督教传播机构。我哋嘅意象系透过多媒体制作、网络同埋文字事工。叫无数的华人都能够认识基督信仰，并且成为基督的门徒，荣神益人。感谢神，机构每年的经费和制作开支，神一直透过教会和信徒供应我们。如果你认同我们的意象，我们诚意邀请你透过奉献作为我们的事工伙伴，好让我们能够继续尽心制作紧贴时代需要的产品，为大家带来生命的改变和转化。欢迎你致电2409-1233，或者浏览机构的网页 www.gnci.org.hk 去了解奉献和支持我们的方法。愿神赐福给你。